Blog Talk Radio.
You know, back in the day when we used to have testimony service, my mama would stand up on her feet and she'd throw her head back and sing songs like this. She said, how I got over, how I got over my soul.
That's how I made it.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I made it over, amen. We thank God for this opportunity once again that we can come and receive, amen, in the name of Jesus. So let us enter in prayer, amen, as we receive the word of God on today that will encourage and lift us, inspire us, heal us, amen, refresh us in the name of Jesus Christ, giving us revelation and knowledge. So, Father God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we come now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ with all faith, believing, oh God, in your word, that it heals us, it redeems us, it sanctifies us, it makes all things new, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity once again that we can come, hallelujah, to receive on today, this Saturday, oh God, a day of receiving, I should say, in the name of Jesus. We just want to say thank you, Father God. Know we ask you to move mighty on this call today and this lesson, amen. Open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you great and mighty, amen, revelation and knowledge and understanding of your word so that we can apply it to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So we ask you by the scripture, oh God, and all that is taught in this lesson on today, oh God, that it will take root in us, amen, and manifest in us and be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you will keep us in perfect peace. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We come against every hindrance, spirit on the line, spirit of confusion, spirit of disbelief, every unteachable spirit, every manipulating spirit, controlling spirit, lying spirit, familiar spirit, every spirit outside of the Holy Spirit. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. We decree and declare that all is well with us in our home. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray and by faith we receive. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Welcome, everyone, to Saturday School Lessons. Today we're going to talk about the books of the Bible. And we're just going to break it down to the simplest to make it easy for all to understand. Amen. So we're going to start out today, of course, in the Old Testament, beginning with the book of Genesis, amen, and understanding the books of the Bible, and just to break down an overview, just kind of get a clear understanding what each book of the Bible is about, amen, its objective, and the main characters in that particular book. So understanding of the books of the Old Testament. The Old Testament is made up of 39 books divided into four main sections. So you have the Pentateuch section, which is the book of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And then you have the historical books, which is Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st and 2nd Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. Then you have the poetry and wisdom books, which is the book of Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and the Song of Songs. Amen. Hallelujah. You have the prophetic books as well, which is Isaiah, Jeremiah, which is the major prophets, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel. Then you have the minor prophets, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, and Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. Amen. So we'll talk about the Pentateuch, you all. It's spelled P-N-T-A-T-E-U-C. The Pentateuch is the first five books of the Bible, again, which is Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. The word Pentateuch comes from a Greek word that means five strolls, amen. In Hebrew, these books are known as the Torah, which means law or instruction, amen. It is God's instructions for a nation learning to be God's people. See, these five books are the basis for the rest of the Bible. They explain the origin of the universe, of the nations, and of God's people, the need for God's direct intervention in human history, human sin, how God acts in the lives of his people. The main characters in these books are God. You know, God is the Pentateuch central focus. Each story reveals something about God, his character, or how he works. Amen. Abraham's calling shows God's initiative to rescue humanity from sin and death. Hallelujah. Israel, God decided to work his plan of salvation in and through Israel, a chosen people. Moses, life was bound to the life of God's people and to God himself. Amen. of the promised land. The land is the concrete representation of God's promises to Abraham. The Israelites' relationship with the land becomes a constant theme in the Pentateuch and beyond. Amen. So when we look at the book of Genesis, amen, we'll look at the book of Genesis. Genesis focuses on the origins of the world, origins of the nation, origins of God's people. The book of Exodus is God's people and their origin as a nation, organizing the Israelites to become God's people. In Leviticus, the focus is equipping the people to become God's holy nation. The heart of the Torah, the Pentateuch, is holiness. The book of Numbers is focuses organization of God's people as God's army on the way to reclaim the promised land, death of the old generation, birth of the new generation. The book of Deuteronomy focuses God's instructions for a new generation, God's instructions for a generation at the entrance of the promised land, and basing the identity of God's people on the covenant. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I pray that I'm not moving too fast for anyone. We thank God for the opportunity to receive this word and have an understanding. You know, we read the books and everything, and then, you know, but having an understanding of what some of us haven't had the opportunity yet, and I say yet, to read the entire book of the Bible, and some of us have, but not with a clear understanding what the book is actually about, but just reading it to be reading it, then read again so I have a better understanding, reading and asking the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us and instruct us and give us understanding and give us knowledge and wisdom of what the Word of God is saying, amen, and how to apply to our lives, amen. So Genesis is the beginnings of God's creation. Genesis, the beginning of creation, the nations, and the Israelites. It was written. If you're just now joining us, we're talking about the books of the Bible, making it simplest and just kind of breaking it down what each book is about, you know, when it was written, the purpose, the summary, the outline, and more. Amen. So, and seeing Jesus in it. Amen. Hallelujah. So when we look here, amen, it was written in 1446 to 1406. B.C. by Moses. Amen. It was written by Moses. The purpose is to show that God is sovereign and loves his creation. The summary of the book of Genesis. The book of Genesis is a book of origins, the good creation of the world, the start of human problems, and the beginning of God's solution to those problems. Amen. The stories in Genesis reveal deeply broken relationships, separation between God and his creation, rivalries among family, friends, and violence between people groups. Amen. Yet we also see God beginning to restore the brokenness by choosing a family, Abraham's family, and guiding and rescuing them along the way. Amen. The outline of the book of Genesis, the beginning of the world in verses 1 and 2, the beginning of nations in the verses 3 and 10, the beginning of the Israelites in verses 11 to 15. Jesus in Genesis, as we can see, as a book of origin, Genesis shows the origin of humanity's greatest predicament, which is sin. It also shows that God's mercy promises its own solution to this quandary, you all. And I will, the Bible says, I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head and you will strike his heel. And this is in the book of Genesis 3 and 15. So God's promises in Genesis point to his final and perfect solution for humanity's fallen state. Jesus, God's own son. Amen. The key verse here in the book of Genesis is Genesis 17 and 7. The Lord said to Abraham, I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's just the overview made simplest about the book of Genesis. Now, when we look in the book of Exodus, amen, Exodus, God's deliverance of the Israelites from slavery in Egypt. Amen. So it was written in 1446 to 1406 B.C. by Moses. Amen. The purpose is to show God's faithfulness to the covenant and provide Israel with guidelines for holy living. Amen. The summary of the book of Exodus is the book of Exodus tells the story of God's people moving from bondage to freedom. God chooses a man named Moses to lead the Israelites, the Hebrews, out of slavery in Egypt and into the wilderness where they can worship God. So the God of Israel proves himself to be the only true God, defeating the false gods of Egypt. At Mount Sinai, God gave his people instructions on how to live as a community of holy people. The outline of the book of Exodus is Israel and Egypt in verses 1 through 15, and then in verses 15 through 18, Israel on the way towards Sinai, amen, and then 19 through 40, the Israel at Sinai, amen. Jesus, let's see Jesus in Exodus. Moses' ministry as judge, priest, and prophet anticipated Jesus' own ministry. According to the book of Hebrews, amen, in chapter 3, verse 1 through 6, the Passover celebration and sacrifice in Exodus 12. Exodus 12 helps us understand that Christ sacrificed on the cross on our behalf. And in the Exodus, God liberated Israel from the bondage of Pharaoh with great acts of power. Now, God has freed us from the bondage of sin and death with the greatest act of grace and power, Jesus' death and resurrection. Amen. The key verse here in the book of Exodus is Exodus 3 and 4. It says, God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. Amen. Amen. And the book of Exodus made simplest for us to understand about what the book of Exodus is about. Amen. Now let's go to Leviticus. Leviticus. So first we have Genesis, and then we have Exodus, and then there is Leviticus. Amen. Hallelujah. And Leviticus talks about the law and sacrifice. It was written in 1446 to 1406 BC by Moses as well. The purpose is to instruct Israel on how to be holy and be a blessing to others. The summary of the book of Leviticus, it teaches that Israelites, teaches them how to live in the presence of a holy God. It is a detailed list of instructions for priests, purity, rituals, and how to make atonement for the people's sin. The atonement made through sacrifices in Leviticus foreshadows Jesus' own sacrifice of himself on the cross that makes atonement for our sins today. The outline here in the book of Leviticus, in chapters 1 through 7, we see the sacrifice, and then 8 through 10, the priesthood, and then 11 through 15, clean and unclean, and then chapter 16, the Day of Atonement, and the laws for daily life in chapter 17 to 27. Let's see Jesus in Leviticus. Amen. God instructed his people from the tabernacle. The tabernacle where God's presence dwelt was a place of revelation. In it, God revealed his glory and his will for his people. Christ is God's perfect revelation. Amen. We see this in the New Testament in the book of Hebrews and Colossians. Jesus himself came to the world as a human to tabernacle what dwell amongst us. Amen. Because he is God. Jesus fulfilled all the requirements of the law. Amen. According to Matthew 5 and 17, and he was the perfect sacrifice that makes all other sacrifices unnecessary. Amen. We see this in the book of Hebrews, and chapter 9, verse 11 to 28. That's chapter 9, verse 11 to 28. The key verse here in Leviticus is Leviticus chapter 20, verse 7. It says, consecrate yourselves and be holy, because I am the Lord your God. That's in Leviticus chapter 20, verse 7. That concludes the overview of what Leviticus is about, the book of Leviticus. If you're just now joining us at this time, we are going over the books of the Bible and making it simplest of what the books in the Bible is, that particular book is talking about who wrote the book, what is the purpose of it, the summary, the outline of it, Jesus in it, amen, and the key verses in that particular book. So right now we're in Numbers. We've already covered the book of Genesis, the book of Exodus, and Leviticus, and now we're entering into the book of Numbers, amen. Hallelujah. Numbers, the book of Numbers is the census and history of the Israelites in the wilderness. It was written in 1446 to 1406 B.C. by Moses. The purpose is to remind the people about the consequences of rebelling against God. Against God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The summary of the book of Numbers is a story of rebellion and disobedience alongside God's grace and mercy. The book narrates the 40 years the Israelites spent in the wilderness. God punishes his people when they rebel, but he also preserves them and extends grace to the next generation who would enter the land he had promised to them. The outline here in chapters 1 through 9 in the book of Numbers is the first census and laws, and then 10 through 12 chapters talks about the travels from Sinai to Canaan, and then chapter 13 through 25 outlines the spies and the rebellion. Chapter 26 is the second census of Israelites in Moab. Is 27 through 36 of the book of Numbers. Amen. And how do we see Jesus in the book of Numbers? God's grace extended to a new generation. An important theme in Numbers is echoed in the New Testament. Just as Moses had characterized the generation of Israelites that died in the wilderness as evil, Jesus later characterized his generation as wicked and adulterous, according to Matthew 12, 39, and 16, and 14 of the book of Matthew. And just as in Numbers, God's grace reached out to the following generation. The key verses in the book of Numbers is Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 to 25. That's Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 to 25. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Amen. Hallelujah. If you have any questions at this time regarding all that we've covered here in the book of Genesis and the book of Exodus, Leviticus, and the book of Numbers, please press 1 at this time. Please press 1 at this time. Excuse me. We've only before you too long here. We're going to be on about 30 minutes on today. It's a lot to take in all at one time, I understand, and Saturday lessons. And Saturday lessons. So if you have, again, if you have any questions, please call in to 845-277-9213. Amen. And I will be happy to answer any questions or comments or concerns that you may have regarding the lesson that's being taught on this afternoon. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, let us proceed on. I hope it's bringing some insight to you all that have read the Bible. You just read it, or those who have not read the full Bible in its entirety, just give you an understanding of what book each book is talking about, amen, what it's revealing to us, and that we see Jesus in it, because from the Old to the New Testament, amen. So let us move forward on to the book of Deuteronomy. Again, we'll be wrapping up here about the next 6 minutes, and if you have any questions or comments, please write them down. We'd love to hear from you, amen. So we're entering to the book of Deuteronomy at this time. Deuteronomy, the book of Deuteronomy is Moses' final sermons. So it was written in 1446 to 1406 B.C. by Moses. And the purpose is to remind those who would enter the promised land what God expects from them. Amen. And the summary here in the book of Deuteronomy is after 40 years in the wilderness, the people arrive in Moab at the border of the promised land. The book of Deuteronomy is a series of speeches, amen, Moses gave on the plains of Moab to challenge the younger generation to find their identity and purpose in their covenant with God. So the outline here, you will see here the sermon one, the journey review, which is in chapters 1 through 4, and then sermon 2 is the laws in chapters 5 through 28, and then the third sermon was in the covenant. Hallelujah, talks about the covenant in chapter 29 through 30. Amen. And then we see the farewells and Moses' death, which is in chapters 31, 34. Let's see how we can how we see Jesus in Deuteronomy. The glory to which we look forward will be revealed when Jesus returns. In the meantime, we continue to train and press toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus, according to the book of Philippians 3:14. So the key verse here in the book of Deuteronomy is in chapter 6, verse 4-5. And the Bible says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength." Amen. So that's the key verse in the book of Deuteronomy. We'll say, what do I hold on to? What do I pull? You pull and lean on that. You study that. Remember that. Amen. Hallelujah. Love the Lord. Hallelujah. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. So we have covered here, you all, if you've been with us from the beginning of our lesson on today, as we start, we begin a new lesson, understanding that what we just covered at this time, amen, the Pentateuch, which is the book of Genesis, the book of Exodus, the book of Leviticus, the book of Numbers, and Deuteronomy, which is the Pentateuch, okay? So we're going to move right along here, amen. Like I said, we have a few minutes. We're going to go ahead and enter into the historical books of the Bible. So let's talk about what are the historical books. See, these books from Joshua to Esther tell the story of the Israelites, the historical experience with the promised land, with each other, amen, and the most important, and most importantly, with their God, amen. So the second what we're going to go through right here in this particular part of our lesson is we're going to pick up here where the Pentateuch ends. So Moses has died on Mount Nebo, just out of the promised land, and the Israelites are poised at the edge of the promised land. Joshua has been chosen to lead the people. The major events here in the historic books cover the history of Israel from the time of the conquest, amen, around the 1400s B.C. to the time of Ezra and Nehemiah around 400 B.C., amen. So in that time, Israel changed from a loosely organized group of 12 tribes to a united kingdom under David and Solomon. So after King Solomon's death, the kingdom was divided in two, Israel in the north and Judah in the south. The northern and the southern kingdoms each had many kings who did evil in God's eyes. So as punishment for Israel and Judah's disloyalty to God, the northern kingdom was conquered by the Assyrians and forced into exile in 722 B.C. And the southern kingdom was conquered by the Babylonians and forced into exile in 586 B.C. So in the 400s B.C., God restored a remnant of his people from Babylon. Ezra the priest and Nehemiah the governor turned with them. My Lord returned with them. Amen. So they recognized the religious and political life of the people in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. So we're starting in the book of Joshua as we're going through the historical books in the Bible. Joshua, the history of the conquest of the promised land. Amen. It was written in 1300 B.C. by unknown author, possibly Joshua or Samuel. The purpose in the book of Joshua is to assure the people that obedience to God is rewarded. The summary of the book of Joshua is the story of how God brought his people into the land he had promised them and gave the rest. The outline of the book of Joshua in the chapters 1 to 12 shows the conquest of the land, and then the chapter 13 to 22 outlines the dividing of the land among the Israelites and the tribes, and then 23 to 24 the outline is Joshua's farewell address. Shall we see this in the book of Joshua? Let's see Jesus and Joshua in the book of Joshua. See, the name Joshua is connected to the Hebrew word Yahusha, which means the Lord. Yahweh is salvation, or the Lord. Yahweh gives victory. His initial name was Hosea. Amen, according to the book of Numbers, which means salvation. Moses changed his name to Joshua. Moses changed his name to Joshua. For those of us for those of us that didn't know it, and I'm sorry, my tongue is getting tied up here. I've been in prayer. We've been busy in ministry since 6 in the morning. Amen. We thank God. So my tongue is getting a little twisted here, but I thank God all is well, and we get it in the name of Jesus. The Greek form of the name Joshua is Jesus. Amen. The Greek form of Joshua is Jesus. Jesus is God's victory over sin and death. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Romans 8:37, in Jesus, Christians are more than conquerors, and we are more than conquerors. Amen. The key verse here in the book of Joshua, church, is Joshua 1:7. So if you want to take anything with you from the book of Joshua, take this particular verse, Joshua 1:7. It says, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for the lesson of today. We're going to wrap up here. We just cut this short this here Saturday, you all. And we just thank God for giving us the opportunity. Next Saturday, we will be on for our Saturday school. I know many of us, we have a passing in our family, maybe at a funeral, and we have our production. And if you're available to come out, please come out and support Good Comedy. Me and my husband, we are the owners and the producers of Good Comedy. We have a play on next Saturday at the Midtown Art Center on the 26th and 27th. Saturday night show is at 7:30, and our Sunday show is at 6 p.m. So make sure you get your tickets. Please support. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. If you want to get your tickets, please give us a call at 832-725-8094. Again, the number is 832-725-8094. God bless you. God keep you. When we come back here the following Saturday, amen, we'll be entering to the book of Judges. We'll cover that briefly and get more insight. You know, we just want to make everything a little more simpler so we can kind of understand what is the Bible saying and the key points there in each book of the Bible. Amen. So again, I thank God for you. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. If you've been led to sow into the ministry of the Gospel Public Ministries, please do so. We know the Bible says that God gives seed to the sower, so we want to be able to give you an opportunity to be able to sow. In the name of Jesus, you have Cash App. You can send your seed over to Cash App, Pastor Chantel, or you can mail it to us, or if you need any other means of sending over offered on today, just give us a call at 832-725-8094. I'll pray that the lesson on today bless you. Amen. That don't keep it to yourself. Share it with, you know, those around you. Share with your family, your friends, in the name of Jesus. So God bless you. Let us pray. Father God, we just want to say thank you for the opportunity once again. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, that we can see our Lord and Savior in your word, oh God. I want to see that your plan that you have for us, oh God, to give us a hope in the future and expectancy. And we just want to say thank you. By faith on today, we receive, oh God, the goodness that you've given us. We decree and declare the goodness of the Lord overflowing and taking us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, oh God, that you've always been with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that every word that went forth, oh God, that we have received on today, that it will take root in us, oh God, and be with us always. And that we thank you for the Holy Spirit that will bring it back to our remembrance. And we thank you and we love you. We give it all over to you, oh God, as we leave this life and love your presence. We thank you, Father God, for your blessing, your favor, and your protection. It all needs to met. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you and God keep you. If you're available until tomorrow morning, join us for Sunday service at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time here at 845-277-9213 or either on the web at www.blogtalkradio.com/thepreacherandthepastor. God bless you. Know that God is with you. Hallelujah. The devil is already defeated, and Jesus is Lord. You are blessed, and we love you, and we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
so I give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing,
I wanna
yeah.
Hear
bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gates, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Yeah.